Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Y'all are wondering if I was really going to be here, right? Oh, man. So, I went to this birthday party about 11 days ago. And I got a massive dose of the flu. You know, so if I ever wondered what it would be like to be sick, now I know. And so, anyway, I fever and chills for 11 days, 10 days, nonstop shivering, coughing every couple of seconds, lost my voice, and I was unable to broadcast. I wanted to. My get up and go got up and left, and so that's where I was. But I did get a chance to watch Survivors again, the original BBC series from 75, 76, and 77. And I had the flat screen on, and I had the remote in my hand, and I put the subtitles on because they speak a different version of English from what we speak here in the United States. They speak an English version of English, and we speak an Americanized version. And they've got some slang that it's a little different. For example, we might say, watch out for. We might say, keep your eye peeled. And they say, skin your eye. So I had to make sure I heard it right. And that's just, one tiny example of the differences. But a truly, truly remarkable series. I've watched it a bunch of times. And I suggest that you do as well, because if you want to be prepared for what's coming, that's probably one of the best video television series there is. And that's the original series, 1975, 76, and 77, BBC. Truly, truly outstanding. There's a newer version. It's not as good. It's okay, but it's not quite as good. And it will teach you about preparedness. It'll teach you about human nature. It's all right there. But it's not the kind of thing that's background noise. Absolutely not. You're going to have to pay attention as if you're in class. And you'll have to watch it several times. And I think you will learn a lot. And I think it will be a great step toward your preparedness lifestyle. Jason, thank you for engineering today. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Kathy's with us in Ohio. Welcome, Kathy.
Good morning, Vince. Well, how are you feeling today?
Really pretty good. Really pretty good. I just couldn't do it for, several broadcasts. I just absolutely couldn't do it. But it reminds you, that you can contract from people you don't know. And I'm not saying I got it from Dr. Sheely, but, it was a catered affair, and there are people I didn't know, and there's a lot of hustle and bustle, a mariachi band. I mean, it was wall to wall, but that's what happened. So, Kathy, you have a full syllabus today, and where would you like to start? Domestic engineering, I guess, and preparedness, right?
Well, Vince, you and I had a conversation, and I think this is important if you would like to discuss what's happening at your farm about the spike and the damage to appliances and the surges and what you can do and how to figure out that you even have it. So I think that if you want to start and explain how we discussed it, And I'm sure I will have questions because I am not an electrician, but I've learned from speaking to you and doing a little bit of research and talking to my husband about, you know, what you were talking about, I now have a better general idea of what's going on. So if you don't mind explaining the what was happening within, and I know you lost a couple switches on your equipment, and really how you found out and what you can do about it.
Okay. Class, what we're talking about is, and it's going to take, Kathy, it's going to take me about a half an hour, two segments to do this, if that's okay with you. It will take that long, you know,
that's
with your
fine,
questions.
That's fine, Jess. I think, it, yeah, this is important.
Okay, class. So let's say about 2 weeks ago, we noticed that something happened to our power system. And because we haven't had any sun until we had maybe 15 minutes of sunlight yesterday afternoon, and it's just, the sun is just poking out this morning. Other than that, it has been foggy, overcast. And there's been a massive amount of spraying, and this is induced weather. So for roughly close to a month, we haven't had sunlight. When we don't have sunlight, we can't generate electricity. We might generate 20 cents worth of electricity a day. And when I say 20 cents, I mean 20 cents. I'm not talking about an exaggeration. I'm talking about 20 cents. Yesterday, I think maybe we generated 28 cents. Days before that, less. Okay? So not much electricity. So in those conditions, we cannot deplete our battery bank for a month. Our battery bank is good for maybe a day and a half or a day, you know, once it's fully charged to run the farm. So I switched our system, which generates electricity on grid or off grid or hybrid, to on grid. And I set our battery bank or our solar array to charge the batteries and keep them topped off while we were using the grid. And that's why I have this system for days. Days like that where we don't have enough sun to run the farm. So solar is great when the sun's shining. When the sun's not shining, it's not so great. So in our house, we have the ability to switch to pull all the power that we run in a farm from on from the grid or from our battery bank or a combination. Combination would be if we're generating a lot of electricity, we use it right then and there, instantaneously. If we have any extra, we charge our battery bank. And if there's still some extra, we sell it to the grid. All can be done simultaneously. And the computer takes care of making that happen. Well, I had it set so that we'd buy electricity during this month. So I mechanically set the switches to buy electricity. But at the same time, we have a device to protect our computer equipment. It's called an uninterruptible power system. And I wired it into our house so I have specific outlets in specific locations, like the dining room. And there's an orange outlet there, duplex outlet. It's called an isolated ground. And I bought about 10 of them years ago. So there's an orange outlet in the dining room, and there's a couple in the kitchen, different locations, for the computer in the kitchen and for the TV screen in the kitchen. And a couple bedrooms and in the studio. So then I wire that into an uninterruptible power system. So instead of having a UPS for each computer location, I have one larger UPS, which saved an enormous amount of money, one set of batteries instead of maybe 4, 5, or 6 sets of batteries, and for each UPS. And I just spend a little more money on wire. I used 14-2 Romax. That's plenty. Works great. What I noticed was in the middle of the night, we have our night lights, you know, these little tiny LED light night lights plugged into the UPS system. And the night light went out. How is that possible? The lights are on in the rest of the house, but the night light went out. And the clock radio, you know, with the red Sony clock radio of 30 years, was out. So I knew that the problem was with the UPS system, but not the rest of the house. So in the morning I got up and looked at it, and sure enough, the UPS wasn't working right. And I plugged in the kilowatt meter to tell me how many, that kil-a-watt, the same ones that we've been talking about for years here in class. And it said 135.7 volts, 135.7. Way too high. And that was just past the extreme limits of the UPS, and the UPS shut down to protect, or to try to protect equipment. Well, what I found out was it damaged the UPS. So that's broken. And then I did some further investigation, and it seemed that some of the equipment was a little flaky, and I didn't have a lot of time to figure out exactly what was going on. But I called the utility company, and I said, here's what happened. I have 135.7 volts. And they said, they'll send a crew out. And they sent two trucks, four guys. I'm talking big trucks. I'm talking like the ones that, $350,000 trucks that have the boom on them that can, you know, put a guy on top of a power pole, that kind of truck. And they measured everything, and they said, well, it's fine. I said, I know it's fine now, but, and this was right after the broadcast that showed up. I said, but here's what I measured. I measured 135.7 volts and at this hour in the morning. And they said, well, you're right. You're right. That's right. That's what happened. And but it's okay now. And it was. What I'm telling you is that there was a condition that is hardly, I don't think it's ever been talked about, too much voltage. Now, so what do we have? There, in power, electricity, there is there are blackouts. And a blackout is no electricity, none. And it could be for a second. It could be for a minute. It could be for hours. It could be for days. It could be for months. In Ukraine, it looks like it's going to be for years. No electricity, you know, in certain locations. From the grid. And then there's a brownout, which, that's different. A brownout is, well, you know how when your air conditioner kicks on, if you have a whole house air conditioner, the lights dim a little bit, or at least when you used to have incandescent lights, the lights would dim a little bit, and then they come back up to full brightness maybe a second and a half or 2 seconds later. Well, that short interval when the lights go dimmer or browner, that would be a brownout. So that's a low voltage condition. Then you have spikes. Spikes are what surge protectors protect against. A spike would be an instantaneous, really a flash, real fast in the nanosecond range, millionths of a second. Real high, real high voltage, maybe 1,000 volts, 2,000 volts. But it's real short. Real high voltage, but for a really short amount of time. And then you have surges. And a surge would be too much voltage for a little bit longer, but not in the multiple seconds range, just less than a second, maybe a tenth of a second. That'd be a surge. And then you have something that nobody talks about, and that's overvoltage. Nobody talks about this. That's too much voltage. And what's too much voltage? Well, normally, your AC outlets in the United States are supposed to be 120 volts, 120, plus or minus 5%. So, minus 5% would bring you down to 114. That's acceptable. That's the bottom of acceptable. And plus 5% would be 6 volts more than 120 or 126. That's the maximum.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better, have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC. Great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Yeah, so I've got some of the controls, Kyle. Jason's got the rest, and so here we are. Kathy's with us. So we're talking about what happened to our farm. So I measured the voltage, and I came up with 135.7 volts. Now here's why this is important. The standard that the electricity utility companies maintain is 120 volts plus or minus 5%. So that's a low of 114 volts to high of 126 volts. Higher voltage than 126 can burn up your equipment. Lower voltage can burn up your equipment. So if you have a compressor and you have them in your refrigerators, your freezers, and your refrigerator freezers, and in your home air conditioning units, whether it be a window air conditioning unit or a heat pump or just a central air conditioning unit, you've got a compressor. If you've got a compressor for air, like in your garage, that's has a motor, and those things have high starting currents, and they need a minimum voltage to get those motors turning, and they have a capacitor, as you all know, if you listen in class, to provide a boost of current to get that motor to start, whether it be a refrigeration compressor or an air compressor or any electric motor almost, even a ceiling fan. AC electric motor is what I'm talking about. So if the voltage is too low, it's really hard for that compressor to start. And it'll try, and if it doesn't get turning, it will overheat the motor of the compressor and it'd be likely to burn up. That's an undervoltage condition. Now, an overvoltage condition is just as bad because now you're giving too much push Voltage is like push or pressure in a garden hose. That would be the analogy. And so what happens is the motor will work harder and get hotter and tend to burn up. But what's not talked about, you don't see the overvoltage condition, but you do when we had incandescent lights. You could see the lights going dim. You go, wow, we're having, you know, that's a low voltage condition. You could see that. But a higher voltage condition, unless it's real high, you don't see it. And so what happened to us is we had this high voltage condition, and it was not just instantaneous. It was prolonged. So that means our compressors are starting, our refrigerator is starting, our freezer is starting, you know, chest freezers are starting, dishwasher, washing machine, all that. And the overvoltage condition is not good, but you don't see it. And if you have incandescent lights, you go, boy, those lights are bright. And then they burn out real fast. 135.7 volts, an incandescent light would probably burn out 100 times faster. Or 1,000 times faster than it normally would. And they're rated for about 750 hours. So we're talking about, they burn up in seconds or minutes. Incandescent. But LED lights, if they're screw-in Edison-based type lights, you know, regular old incandescent light bulb base that happens to be an LED light, they can handle a high voltage condition. They might be able to handle 200 volts. Because of the power supply that's built into the light bulb. So you would never know it. But we did. We did know it. And our uninterruptible power system was damaged. And also we lost network switches, you know, that run the broadcast that I'm on right now. We lost other equipment as well. So we have a computer that won't start. And it's weird. It's not like it's completely busted. The network switch sort of works, but not the way it used to. I have a power conditioner. It's made by a company called Monster, M-O-N-S-T-E-R. You've heard of Monster Cables for audio. Well, I make an audio-visual power filtering system, and it's model H, it's a 3500. Model 3500, and used to sell for $399, and used to be able to get them on the internet or eBay for less than that, much less. But it's outstanding. It has a lot of surge protection built in and filtering. It's really, really good. And on the front, it has a analog meter with a light to tell you the voltage, and you can look at it and it'll say, you know, up to 125 volts. Well, I set that front panel light to maximum because it's pretty dim. I set it to maximum intensity, turn this little knob for brightness like in your dashboard in your car. And that 135 volts blew out the light bulb.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. The Biden administration and their open border policy is suing Arizona Governor Doug Ducey over his construction of a barrier made from double-stacking shipping containers along parts of the U.S.-Mexico border. Republican Senator Josh Hawley on Fox.
The Biden administration is getting exactly what they want at the southern border. This 14,000 a day illegal surge, they've known about this. They've known this would happen. They don't want a border. They don't want there to be Customs and Border Patrol. They don't want there to be ICE. They don't want there to be immigration enforcement. This is their plan, and they're executing it.
The House on Wednesday passed a short-term funding bill to avert a government shutdown, kicking Friday's funding deadline to next Friday to allow lawmakers more time to strike a deal on spending for the remainder of fiscal 2023. The central bank boosted its benchmark rate a half a point to a range of 4.25% to 4.5%, its highest level in 15 years. Lance Pry, USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Keep it. God, you're
take my
when you go to
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Class, Kathy's with us, and we're talking about what happened to us here at the farm with electricity. And I have a feeling it can happen to you, because this overvoltage condition is not something that happened at the transformer on the road. It came from the utility company, and we narrowed it down to, after several phone calls, it came from the company that supplies electricity to Laclede Electric. So they're buying electricity from a company called Show Me Power. Show-Me Power. They are the supplier of the electricity that Laclede Electric Cooperative distributes. So the power lines that run up and down the roads and the substations in our little village are owned by the cooperative called Laclede Electric. But they don't make the electricity. They just distribute it and sell it. So it comes to them in an overvoltage condition. That being the case, there are 37,000 members of Laclede Electric. So we all, I guess, get to benefit from this overvoltage condition. Plus, whoever else gets power from this feed, from Show Me Power. So what we're talking about is more than 10% higher than the 120 volts. 10% more than 120 would be 120 plus 12 or 132. We're at 133.7 volts. This is the kind of thing that can damage equipment. So now, in our kitchen, we have a refrigerator right next to a freezer. They're both the same vintage, the same age. And when the refrigerator compressor shuts off, it goes bang, 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 bang. Comes on okay, and it shuts off bang, 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 bang. And I'm wondering if it was driven too hard by this overvoltage condition, and now there's a mechanical problem in the compressor. What I'm trying to convey is that if you didn't know there was an overvoltage condition that could do these things, cause this kind of damage, would you say, darn refrigerator, I can't believe it. Honey, we got to go buy a new one. Would you say that the meter on your display that happens to be an incandescent bulb from a Monster brand power conditioner, the display bulb that lights up the analog meter that is built into the meter that you cannot replace because it's built into the meter and you can't take the meter apart, and it would last a lifetime if it were getting the right amount of voltage, but the overvoltage condition caused the bulb to overheat and burn out the filament, and now you can't see the display on your surge protection power conditioning equipment. Or if you had five, let's say, of the 16 ports of your network switch that don't work anymore, but the rest of the switch works. So would you be able to say, well, this switch is busted? The surge protection equipment busted? Or would you say, well, it's partially busted? Or would you say the refrigerator works fine except it goes bang, 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 bang every time the compressor shuts off, which might be once an hour? And it's going to continue getting worse and worse and worse and worse. So what I'm saying is I think there are a whole bunch of people, and if they have incandescent light bulbs, they go, shoot, I can't believe three of those darn things blew out at the same time. They were all on, they all blew out. I guess that's a coincidence. Or would somebody say, I think there's something wrong with the grid? And in my case, there's something wrong with the grid. So the guys have been out twice. Came out yesterday, and I called again to Laclede Electric, and I talked to the operations guy, and he didn't have much time for me. So he just pushed the can down the hill, down the road, by saying, let me just send out a crew and see what they find out. I said, they're not going to find anything. It's working fine now, but it wasn't earlier. So the crew came out and they said, it's fine. I said, I know it's fine. So here's what I did. I wanted to prove it. So I have something called a voltage adjusting system. I have a box that will literally look at the line voltage, and it will boost the voltage up if it's too low. It'll boost it up to normal voltage, let's say 120 volts. And if it's too high, it'll bring it down. It's kind of nice. It works great, except for one thing. It's so slow in switching from altering the voltage. If it's too high, bringing it down, and bring it up if it's too low. It will do it in tenths of a second. That's really slow in computer terms. My computers would say blackout, and they'd reboot. So it's too slow for that. So the next thing is, well, that's easy to fix. So just put that in front of uninterruptible power system. So you have this automatic voltage conditioning system. Plug that into an outlet. Plug your UPS into the voltage conditioning system, and you're good to go. Except my UPS is blown up. Doesn't work right anymore. So what happens now is if we sense a small voltage problem, my system will correct it, and then my computers will reboot. I can't have that because I'll be off the air for 3 to 5 minutes while my computers are rebooting. It's a mess. And it's all because I believe we had an overvoltage condition. So what's the damage so far? Well, one computer doesn't boot. Network switches are partially damaged. The surge protection equipment by Monster isn't working right because of the display. And the UPS doesn't work anymore. That's so far what I found. I think we've had about $1,000 worth of damage. Kathy, do you have any questions on what I've said so far? Have I been able to explain this, that it's a serious problem and nobody's talking about it?
No, I understand this very well, what you're saying so far. I do have a question. If your McLean Electric is sending it out, don't they have anything on there and that they can tell that it's higher and it shouldn't be somehow adjusted, or can't they do that?
That's a really good point, and I asked that question. I said to the guys that were here, so don't you all have, and I asked this question on the telephone, and I asked them in person, don't you all have a system, and I'm thinking like a control room, where they have screens and somebody's looking at the screens and alarms go off, and you know, if there's an under voltage condition, beep, 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 you know, red flags on the screen saying, you know, here's what's happening. Evidently they don't. So I said to, here's a real interesting thing. So I said to the control room guy yesterday on the phone, I said, well, this is what's happening. And he was trying to say, well, it looks like it's, you know, at your end. And I said, no. It depends on what your end means. If it means, is my equipment doing it? No, my equipment is not doing it. It's coming to me this way from Laclede, the grid. And he said, well, let me try one more thing. And so there was a bit of silence, and he came back, and he said, you know, I'm looking at your meter. I think about this, class. Think about what I'm saying very carefully. I'm looking at a screen, and I can see that your meter registered a 266 volts this morning at 6 a.m. So he went back in time and read the smart meter on our house, and it read 266, and he said it read 265 volts. Let me tell you what 266 means. We have a split-phase system in the United States, North America. And normally you would say, some people would say, well, I've got 220 volts. They really mean 240, but it's called 220. Some people say their outlets are 110-volt outlets. They're really 120. But through colloquialisms, we call it 110. Sometimes we call it 120. It's really 120, plus or minus 5%. 220, the slang term, it's really 240, plus or minus. 266 volts is out of spec. That would mean if you take the 240 volt system and divide that by 2, you get 120. That's where the 120 volts comes from. You get half of 240. At 266 volts, which they measured themselves, that means we had 133 volts at the outlet at 6 o'clock in the morning. Too high. Too high. The maximum is 126, and we're at 133. So what I'm saying is, this is an insidious problem. This is something that you don't see. Most people don't measure it. They don't have a meter stuck on the wall like a kilowatt meter to measure voltage. They don't have an alarm system. And evidently, Laclede does not have a big board control room operation where they monitor. Now, they will bring one out here, and, it will track and, have kind of like if you're having an EKG, I guess, kind of like that, and they'll set one up. But the surge protection equipment that we all, plug our devices into, our computers and our TVs and all that, will not protect against this. Because the surge protection equipment is designed to clamp these instantaneous spikes, which are really short-term, in the nanosecond range. And they start, the best ones you can get, start at 330 volts. And then ones that are not as good as that, 400 volts. And ones that are not as good as that is 500. And even not as good as that would be 600 volts. So what I'm saying is it will clamp above that threshold. Okay? So if you get 320 volts coming through your AC power line, a surge protector does no good at all. None. No good. It's ineffective. It doesn't even know it's there. 330 volts... doesn't do anything. At 331, that's when it starts clamping down. So it will take the 331 volts and bring it down to 330. Or if it has 400 volts coming in, and it has a 330 volt metal oxide varistor in the surge protection unit, it will stop it at 330. But only the delta between 400 and 330. Below 330 gets through to your equipment. So your surge protection equipment will have no effect whatsoever on this 135.7 volt system, problem or the 133 volt problem. But your electric motors see it, and your other equipment and your incandescent light bulbs see it, and they feel it. As a matter of fact, I told a story about how the United States light bulb manufacturers in the 1930s had a problem with Japanese light bulbs. And the Japanese light bulbs were great. And they were way less expensive. So what the American light bulb manufacturers did, according to this legend, is they got the utility company to bump up the voltage to like 135 volts. And then the Japanese light bulbs were rated at 120 volts, and they burned out really quickly. And people said, those lousy Japanese light bulbs, they don't work worth a darn. They're always blown up. They burn out. They're no good. It's by the American ones, because the American ones were tuned to 135 volts.
That edge during those intimate moments, we see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So we're talking about this over-voltage condition. We talked about under-voltage blackouts, brownouts, surges, spikes. And this is the kind of thing that your surge protector cannot protect against. So we all think that, well, we've got a surge protector on that equipment and everything's going to be fine. That is absolutely not completely true. Actually, it's probably not even true. It will protect against surges, you know, spikes. And it won't even protect against surges. It'll protect against spikes. And they ought to call them spike protectors and not surge protectors. But they call them surge protectors. And I guess that's a, you know, slang or something. But as far as I can tell, 135 volts, 135.7, 133, it's dangerous. Dangerous to equipment. So, Kathy, do you have any questions so far?
Yeah, I do. Okay, I guess I have a lot of questions. Like, first of all, you were talking about how would you know, and you wouldn't know unless you had that plugged in, but would there be clues that, like, let's say you heard your refrigerator going on, off, on, off. Would that be a clue, like, uh-oh, you know, this, because I've always understood it, correct me if I'm wrong, but that means your compressor can't, if something's wrong where it can't start and get and keep going.
That's a clue of a brownout condition. Okay, that's a clue of not enough voltage for the compressor to start. Okay, so okay. A compressor will need that, let's say, 120 volts to start, and if it's got 110. It's probably not enough. 107 is certainly not enough, and it will shut down, and it will do that repeatedly. There's a thermal switch in the compressor to prevent it from overheating, and that thermal switch will break the circuit, so the compressor doesn't keep trying, and then ultimately burn up. I mean, all compressors that I've seen for the last over 60, 70 years have these thermal overload protection because they cannot handle a brownout or a low voltage condition. Now, a higher voltage condition, it'll start right up. I mean, it'll fly, but faster than it should. More voltage than it should have, and it'll burn up as well. So the compressor trying, that would be a low voltage condition or a brownout condition.
Okay. So that you wouldn't know then by your equipment running unless you had that voltage recorded where you could see that it was high. Is that right?
Under normal circumstances. Now, maybe if you have a finely tuned ear, maybe you could say, you know, that motor's running a little faster than it used to. I wonder what's up. You know, like a compressor, you know, in the garage. You might say, wow, it sounds like it's really working well, meaning, you know, it used to thump, and now it's, you know, running faster. You might think it, you know, supercharged or something. You know, that would be an indication of an overvoltage condition. Or if you have an incandescent light and you have a slight overvoltage condition, let's say you're normally at 120 volts and now you're at 125. You might say, is it brighter in here than it used to be? You know, it seems like it's brighter. And that's because the light bulbs are running at a higher voltage, burning. The filaments are burning hotter. And this would be an incandescent light bulb, not LED. You're not going to see a difference in LED light bulb, but the incandescent light bulbs you would see being brighter. Or if you had a low voltage condition, let's say 110 volts, if you're normally at 120, you'd say, is it darker in here than normal? Let's say you have, in our kitchen, we have the can lights or the, you know, the those lights that are built into the ceiling with cans. Recessed lighting, I guess you would call that. And we notice the voltage because incandescent light bulbs will burn brighter or dimmer depending on the voltage. But LED, no. So those would be indications if you have incandescent light bulbs. Now, a condition where you have 135.7 volts, you're probably going to see the light bulbs burn out really fast. Real fast. Like seconds to minutes. And that's what the U.S. light bulb manufacturers did. They changed their filaments to handle a higher voltage, let's say 135 volts, and they got the power company to increase the voltage to, let's say, 130, 135. And the Japanese light bulbs that were rated at 120 volts burned up really quickly. People stopped buying Japanese light bulbs because everybody knew, oh, those darn things just burn out real quickly. Why buy them? Let's go with the American brand. But it was manipulation that made that happen. Kathy, do you have any other questions?
Well, so a clue then would be if you did put or turn an incandescent light bulb and it like literally went out within seconds and then you did it again, that could be a clue?
Yeah, that would be an acid. That would be an acid test, yes. Yes,
okay.
without acid. I mean, that's an absolutely for sure test. And I can talk a little bit more about, you know, the equipment that's vulnerable, the appliances. And there is one answer. I'm prototyping another answer, but it's expensive. But there is one answer that will absolutely protect your equipment. But you got to get it real fast. And we'll talk about that when we come back. Kathy's with us. And we're trying to teach you about something that you just can't see. That's destructive.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.